the Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Kuf Kaf Chetz, if you're Dalad, says that one of the requirements for Birkat Kohanim is that the Kohanim have to be Ba'amidah, they have to be standing. And indeed, if a Kohen is unable to stand, then he's unable to give the Birkat Kohanim. The source for this is a Gemara in Masechet Sotah, which learns out from the Pasuk in Parashat Naso, Kot of Aruchu et Bnei Yisrael. This is how you shall bless Bnei Yisrael, and learns a Gezeirah Shava, because in Sefer Devarim, where the people come to be blessed on Har Grizim, the Pasuk says, Ele yamdu levarech et ha'am al Har Grizim, these are the ones who shall bless the people at Har Grizim. So, Mala halam ba'amita, afkan ba'amita, just as at Har Grizim, the people giving the blessing had to be standing. So likewise, when Kohanim give a blessing, they also have to be standing. And Rabbi Natan has a different drasha, and he learns it out from the pasuk which says about the role of the Kohanim is l'sharet ol varich bishmo, to serve Hashem and to bless with his name. So the pasuk compares blessing with serving, and mashirut mu'umad, just as serving has to be standing, as the pasuk says, la'amod la'sharet, the service is always done standing up. So af birkat kohanim mu'umad, so birkat kohanim also has to be standing up. But a question discussed by the poskim is whether or not the tzibur, the congregation who are in shul, they have to stand up when birkat kohanim is taking place. Generally speaking, this is the minhag. And in shul, when it comes to duchening, whether it's in Eretz Yisrael every day or in Chutz La'aretz just on Yom Tov, everybody stands up for the Birkat Kohanim. But the question is this just a minhag, or is it actually required al pi halacha? So the Magin Avraham in Siman Kuf Kaf Chet, Sif Katan Kaf Bet, he bases himself on the Zohar and says that in actual fact the Tzibur is allowed to sit down, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch Harav also paskens, as well as other Achronim as well. But in actual fact there's a machloket about this, and there are a number of poskim who say that the Tzibur also has to be standing for Birkat Kohanim, and this is for two reasons. One reason, which is brought in Sheilot Tshuvot Yechavedat by Rav Avadia Yosef, Chelek Hei, Simon Tetvav, in the name of a number of Sfardi Achronim, who say that just as at Har Grizim, it wasn't only the Kohanim giving the bracha who stood, but it was also all the people receiving the bracha who stood. But likewise, seeing as we make a Gzeirah Shavah between Birkat Kohanim and what happened at Har Grizim, so just as the Mevarachim have to stand, so also the Mitbarachim, the people receiving the bracha, also have to stand. The second reason is based on the comments of the Sefer HaEshkol, who says clearly that the people stand at the time of Birkat Kohanim, and this is also what the Meiri says is the Minhag, and the Mishnah Brura quotes this as well, even though he quotes the Magen Avraham, but he says the Minhag nowadays is to stand up in accordance with the Eshkol and the Meiri. The question is, why do they both say that it's correct that one should stand? And again, Rav Avadia Yosef addresses this in Yechavedat, and he says the reason is because it's based on the Shita in the Rishonim, a topic for another share in this series. But the Shita in the Rishonim and Achronim, that just as there's a mitzvah for the Kohanim to give Birkat Kohanim, there's also a mitzvah for the people to receive Birkat Kohanim. We might have thought that Kohanim have to give Birkat Kohanim, but there's no particular mitzvah to receive the bracha. If you happen to receive the bracha, that's all well and good. But a number of authorities hold that there's a mitzvah to receive the bracha. And if there's a mitzvah to receive the bracha, then it makes much more sense to compare the role of the mitbarachim, those receiving the bracha, with the role of the mevarachim, the role of those giving the bracha. And therefore, the people receiving the bracha should also stand up. There's also a tshuva on this subject in Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Yudalad, Simon Yudchet, where he addresses the question as to whether or not an elderly or ill person who has trouble standing up, whether they're obliged to struggle to stand up for Birkat Kohanim. And he says, since this is actually, in fact, a machloket in the poskim as to whether or not one needs to stand, and the Magin Avraham and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, who are lenient are basing themselves on the Zohar rather than just conjuring it out of thin air. So therefore, even though the minhag is to stand up, a person who has difficulty standing up doesn't need to do so. Adkan.